Hello, this is probably my last tutorial I'm going to upload for 2 weeks, so I just uploaded three tutorials to kind of make up for it, I suppose. This is going to be how to make an animated water ripple that you could probably use in signatures, or you can put it as your background. We'll be saving it as a .gif. So I'm going to open up GIMP and make a new image. It doesn't really matter which size. Just gonna go 1,000 by 1,000. Okay, now go filters, render, lava, and the script foo for that should pop up eventually. And it's not coming up, which I'm not sure why it's not. Oh, here we are. For some reason, it's a glitch with the GIMP window in the background that makes it takes the place of script foo. So when I exit out of this, my background window will exit as well. So make sure you select the gradient horizon 1. Horizon 2, actually. And the roughness doesn't matter. Just put in not too high of speed or size. And then, okay. And it'll take a while, especially the oilify part. And we're loading. But when I exit out of this script foo, this whole background window will close. I'm not quite sure why. Because this background window is the GIMP. If I just click on the GIMP, it'll activate that window. And edge detection, Gaussian blur, and gradient map, and we're done. And there goes my window. Okay, so now that we have the lava, you want to go delete the background first. Then go filters, animation, waves. Adjust the wavelength so it's a bit high. And if you wanted to make it really high quality, I would recommend doing probably 50 frames, but that takes a very long time and it uses up a huge amount of memory. So I'm just going to go 20 frames and it'll have to render every single frame. A lot of waiting involved in this. When it comes up, it'll make, oh, 20 different layers. There's all the layers. Okay, so here's the new image. And then you just can go ahead and go filters, animation, playback. Play. And that makes it a bit more rough than what you would have at 60, but it leaves you with a wave animation. And you can set that as your desktop background. And what I recommend doing is, if you'll notice here, these edges, they're like little bumps. What I would do is I would actually crop this so it's square so you don't see the little bumps on the outside. And there you have a waving animation. So all that's left to do is we can go ahead and exit out of that. Go File, Save As, and save it as water.gif. Okay, then it'll lead you to the GIF exporting little dialog. Merge visible, save as animation, and then export. Then the export will come up after it. And your computer can support GIFs as the background. So if you were to do this, you'd just go to the properties and then change your wallpaper how you normally do. then just insert this file. And it is really taking a long time because these are usually pretty giant files. And my computer is able to run up to 30 or 40 frames with no slowdown. Get above that and it starts slowing down. And leave a comment, whatever you like. Hello world. Make sure loop forever is checked. Change this down to however fast the waves, and make sure this is I don't care. Then save, and that'll save it. Okay, and that is all there is to it. Thank you for watching this tutorial. And if you have any questions or you need help, just search for my help request wanted in GIMP video. Alright then.